Hi, my name is Sergio, and today I'm going to talk about alternative medicine, in particular about homeopathy. First of all, I want to make clear that I have no relation with homeopathy. I've never had homeopathy in my life. When I was a child, I was living with my family. If I was sick, my mother would take me to the doctor. He would prescribe me a traditional medicine, and eventually I will get cure and everything, and that's it. And then, but obviously, I had heard the word homeopathy from time to time, but I didn't really feel curious about it. I didn't care. But then some years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, one day I was talking to a friend, and he was complaining because he was visiting a homeopathist. And he was complaining because, like, every visit he had to pay a lot of money, like 40, 50 euro. And then also the medicines were very expensive. And the funny thing is that he was treating, he was some kind of pain in the shoulder. He was taking homeopathy for that. But also the doctor recommended him to take also pills to cut the umbilical cord with his mother. So I thought that was very funny, and I decided that I wanted to know more about homeopathy because I really didn't know what it was. So I started to look in the internet, Google, homeopathy and everything, and more or less I started to know a little more about it. And it is funny because it's something that the people is or in favor or against with really hate. And so I thought it was an interesting topic to talk about. Well, I'm gonna try to explain what homeopathy is from my point of view. And well, I'm not an expert, so I'm just got some information from the internet and talking to people and so on. So apparently, homeopathy was created at the end of the 18th century by a German physicist called Samuel Hahnemann. And well, we have to understand that at the time, medicine was not as developed as today. So in many cases, like people who were ill and they were being treated by the traditional medicine, they were suffering a lot of pain, and in most cases the prescriptions or the treatments were not good ones, but it was like the medicine they have at the moment. So this person here, he invented a new kind of medicine which was harmful and had no side effects, and obviously people were like expecting something good from it. And the theory under the homeopathy is that like cures like. And this means that a substance that causes the symptoms of a disease in healthy people would also cure similar symptoms in sick people. I don't know how he got to this idea, but this is the theory underlying homeopathy. And then it also works with the memory of the water, because all the homeopathy is based on dilutions of some substances in water or alcohol. And it says that the water memory means that the water can retain the memory of the substances that have been previously dissolved in the water, even after you make several dilutions. So the basic idea is like some kind of vaccination, but applied not to healthy people, but to sick people. And how do they make this? Well, through dilution. So they take that particular substance and he dilutes in... You take one part of that particular substance and you dilute it in 100 parts of a fluid, which could be water or distilled water or alcohol. And then Mr. Hahnemann invented a what he called a centesimal scale, which is a capital C, which means that if a dilution is 2C, is that you have done the process twice. So you put one part in 100 parts of water, and then from the result, you take one part and you put it again in 100 parts of water again. So that's 2C. And when we are talking about homeopathy, like the most common dilution is 30C. So you have done the process 30 times. So you can imagine how much of the original substance remains in the water when you end the process. Scientifically, it is said that to keep one molecule in the final result, the maximum dilution you can do is 12C. And now with the homeopathy, we're talking about 30C, which is more than double. So people who is against homeopathy say that in the final result, you don't get anything. I mean, you cannot make the difference between what is the water and what is the substance that you wanted to apply to the water. So more or less, this is the way homeopathy works. I don't know if you two have ever tried homeopathy or what do you think about it.
I haven't tried, but I would like to ask you: do you think that it's directed or is leading to a certain kind of people or to a certain stage of people?
No. The curious thing to me is that in some countries, the national health system pays for homeopathy, and even in Germany, I think you can. I mean, to become a homeopathist, you have to do, I think, in the general medicine, but then you have to do like you have to specialize. It's like something that is taught in the universities. But still, in other countries like Australia, I think, in the United Kingdom and Switzerland, they have forbidden, at least they recommend the government not to pay with public funds homeopathy because it has not proven right, and they prefer to spend money in like traditional medicine that is actually working.
I haven't tried homeopathy at all, but I think if it's any time that I have an illness that it hasn't any cure, I don't know if I would like to choose homeopathy or don't do nothing at all.
Ah, no. Well, obviously, if I had like a serious illness, I would try everything, included homeopathy. I would go first with the traditional medicine, but if you are desperate and you want to try a second option or an opinion,
I know,
or whatever.
People who try it, homeopathic pills to prevent cough or something like that, they usually give to their children, to small babies, because they can't use, they can't take another kind of medication, perhaps due to that they are less harmful or for the immunological system.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they try this kind of lightest. Pills.
They are not gonna do any harm to your children or anything. Another thing is that they will be, if they do any good or not, but they are not gonna do any harm.
I think that perhaps as a prevention it could work, but in order to extinguish to came with an illnesses to came out with an illnesses, mm-hmm. It will take much more time than the traditional medicine.
I think so. And then, but for a cold, you cannot prevent a cold. I mean, a cold is a symptom.
You can prevent in order that you ingest some vitamin.
You can also have an orange juice and you prevent.
You have a good immunological system.
Yeah. And then there is another thing that I thought it was very funny. Looking in the internet, there are these groups called some kind of skeptical association, and they fight against homeopathy, and but they don't believe in it. So what they do is they meet together in a public place and they all take many, many pills of homeopathic pills that if it would be medicine, they will all die. They call that like a mass suicide or something like that. It's just to make fun of the of the homeopathy, because they take like two or three bottles of homeopathy and it doesn't do anything at all.
Yes, I know a friend that was traveling from Barcelona to Pamplona, and while she was traveling, she was eating a pill, maybe one, it's 10 minutes, more or less, to prove that it wasn't doing nothing at all.
Yes. Okay, I think we are done.
It's okay.
That's everything for today. We thank you for listening to us. We thank our two guests for coming today to tell us their experience.
And thank you, Sergio, for your speech.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.